The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is translated as teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, the one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus, he first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which translates as the Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated as Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What is it that we are looking for? Let's begin this homily with being honest with ourselves. Are we looking for Jesus? Do we prefer Jesus? Do we know Jesus? The calling of Peter and the disciples in this gospel begins with this question: what are you looking for? What are we really looking for? Do we really pray? Do we really trust Jesus? Do we have a relationship with the Lord? Samuel didn't recognize the voice of God. He kept thinking it was his father. "Why does Dad keep waking me up?" Finally, his father recognized that God was calling him, and so instructs his son how to respond to God. "Say, 'Your servant is listening.' 'Here I am, Lord. I want to do your will. Speak to me, God. I'm listening. And where you tell me to go, I'll go.'" What are we looking for? We want to do the will of God. We want to answer God's will with our whole heart. The will of God, we call this a vocation. The vocation of every baptized person is to say yes to the will of God, to love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. After Jesus invited Peter and the disciples to see where he was staying, he began to call them to a different life. He began to form their hearts and their minds and their thoughts for a great service for God in the church. It was like he took them to seminary, saying, "Now it's time to learn and be formed and become the priests I'm going to make you into, to become the disciples that I need in the church." He began to form their hearts so that they could be called apostles. I want you to think about your calling this weekend. how God is calling you to do his will in your life. I can remember when Jesus called me to the life of a disciple. And this happened even before I became a priest, or even thought that I should become a priest. It was in college, and someone said, "You need to go to Eucharistic adoration." I went to experience Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. And while I was there in this chapel, Jesus spoke to me. And it was not unlike what we hear in the Old Testament today, a kind of voice saying, "Here I am. Come and do my will." And I didn't hear a voice, but I recognized and was aware of the true presence of Jesus. It was a grace that was given to me in that moment, and it changed my life forever. He was inviting me to commit my life to him and to his church. He was saying, "I dare you to really know me. I dare you, Joe, to really follow me, to experience and live the faith that I have given you, the sacraments of my church, the scriptures that I have revealed to the world." He wanted me to die and rise again as a new person, a new creation, a dedicated servant of God. And I said yes. I knew that Jesus, I knew at that moment that he is the person I'd been looking for my whole life. He was God. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is the reason I am a priest. Jesus is the reason for everything. This encounter with Jesus was the beginning of my larger call to become a priest of the church. What are we looking for? Jesus has to be the answer. We're looking for Jesus. We waste so much time looking for answers through temporary means. There is no perfect anything in this world. Jesus is the perfect person. His Blessed Mother is second to that. And we're called to point our life, our thoughts, our will toward them. Jesus is here. Talk to him. Jesus is here. Listen to him. Jesus is here. Waste time with him. I'll leave you with three ways that I think are the best ways to increase our desire for God, our love for Jesus, our desire to do the will of the Father. One is a mature life of prayer. It is so important and beautiful and needed in our life. If you catch yourself saying, "I'm too busy, and I don't have enough time to pray," that is the devil. It's the devil saying that. Do not listen to it. We always have time to pray. We make the time. And God will give it to us. Listen more, trust more. Read and pray the Bible more, the rosary, daily saying to God, I will do your will. The second thing is the sacraments of the church. They are not something to just know about. We have to experience them, especially the Eucharist and confession. We stay away from these sacraments for too many years of our life, too many days, too many hours. Yes, you're here, but confession especially. And I will say that every Saturday and most Wednesdays and now Fridays, we have confession times. We're pretty busy with confessions in Norman. A lot of sinners here. That's good, though. That's good. Every one of us is a sinner. Jesus wants us to receive his love in these sacraments. Encounter him there. He is not there to judge you. He's there to love you, especially in the sacrament of his body and blood. And the third thing is, make God's will a priority in your life. For everything that you do, plenty of the saints of the church, if you read about their lives, they'll talk about doing God's will in just simple things like our chores each day, our responsibilities, our jobs, our families, whatever it is. God's will is always before us. God has a beautiful plan for you and will not lead you astray. Trust in him and follow that will. Like Samuel, say to the Lord every day, here I am. Stop looking. Jesus is what we're looking for. Let's go to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.